This is a HeadGum Original.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Scalar and Toothroom, sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her, time to drag her, drag her.
Holy hell, oh my god, you are listening to Drag Her, the one and only RuPaul's Drag Race Recap podcast available for your damn ears. How lucky are you? I'm Mono Gepian. I'm very gagged to be joined today by an international superstar in every way. Model, personality, diva, actress. It is the one and only Aris.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, gorgeous. Thank you so much for coming and doing our little drag pod. I'm so gagged you're here.
Oh, you know I love having people listen to me talk.
So, we have to hear you. I mean, I've been a fan of yours. Really, even, I mean, definitely Strut was like a formative moment for me.
Wow.
Yeah, I own Strut on iTunes.
Oh my God, that's wonderful.
I wanted more. I don't know why I didn't get more Strut. I needed more.
Because Oxygen just used it as a power to play to look inclusive. And then, woo! You know, they drop us like a bad habit. But we did win the GLAAD Award for our best show that year.
That part. I mean, and everything you're saying, I mean, that is so the tea. I'm also a fan of you on X on the Beach. Got to say that. Oh, my God. You are perfect TV.
Thank you. Thank you. A lot of the fans of X on the Beach hated me because I was so practical.
You are practical. There was like one moment, I forget what it was, but you were just so perfectly shut down in argument where you were like, those are words and I'm looking for actions. It was like something like that. And I was like, this is perfect.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm very much like, I'm an adult. I'm a fully formed adult. I'm like, you're not going to talk to me any kind of way and get a response. Like, just because you're going off does not mean I'm going to go off with you. I'm going to watch you go crazy.
The joy of being queer is like, we've been through so much bullshit that we're actually way more stable than the average bear.
You know what it is? And I just had this conversation with my friends, Chris and Cannon. And I said, like, we were having this whole conversation back and forth because we're all queer. And I said, the thing about being queer is that we have to communicate no matter what. Like, you can't go into the bedroom and assume things are going to go, this is it. This is A and this is B. No. So how do you want to do this? It's very much how do you want to do this? Or what are you ready for? What are you into? Like, there's so much clear communication that has to happen. It's not just wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. It's not.
Yeah.
No one is walking away from this dissatisfied normally.
Right. Sometimes it's wham, bam, thank you, them, and you got to roll with it. But we are code switch masters. Like,
absolutely.
Because we're constantly accommodating the straight cishet world because we're like, okay, let me go talk their language because I have to, even though they don't talk my language. What are we going to do?
Yeah. And that's a lot of people don't understand that. And so they go through life. Like, I think queer people, it's funny because they won't hire gay actors for gay roles. They're starting to now. They're starting to after 30 years of protest.
Right.
Just obviously online silent protest, but and just bitching and not going and seeing the movies. But yeah. I think queer people are the best actors of all time. We act on a daily basis. We act in the office. We act for our families. We act for our loved ones. Like, we just, we're always acting.
And we act a fool sometimes too, that part.
Yes, I mean, exactly.
We are acting all the time and we are amazing. And it's so annoying how horny, it makes people so horny to watch, like, let's say John Hamm kiss another man. They're like, oh fuck, that makes me so hard. And it's like, but what about a queer person doing that? They're like, we don't care about that.
Yeah, no, it's just, and John Hamm kissing another man. I am so sick of, I'm going to say something controversial. I am sick of the idea of the movie star because everyone is niche now. Like, look at TikTok, Instagram. Like, you don't have to be mainstream to be a star. Mm-hmm. Everyone is niche now. I am a star to the people who love me.
Like, yeah.
I went to DragCon and I was at the mom podcast booth and I was doing a hosting gig for them. Mm-hmm. And sorry, not to shout out another podcast. Oh,
we love mom. We love the mom divas.
Plug mom podcast. I love
no,
them.
Plug. But, we love them.
So they had me do a hosting thing with them and there was a line like half a block long of people who came to see me. And I was like, these people are here to see me? And they're like, yeah, yeah. They want autographs, pictures. All I was like, oh. Like,
yeah,
we live in LA. No, but we live in LA. All of our friends are on reality TV. Like, it's just
that part.
You'll get on TV somehow. You'll be all right. you'll be a talking head and a dating show. It doesn't matter.
It is so funny how celebrity and fame has really evolved. And before we were recording, we were having a really cool conversation about like how like entertainment makes people go crazy. It's like there's this myth out there that entertainers are crazy and like they demand so much. But the truth is, after you've been in this business for 20 years and you're not getting the respect you deserve, that's what makes you snap.
Yeah. It makes you snap. And also, you're just literally asking for basic human rights that you would get from a workplace.
Right.
And so like, I would like to be paid fairly and on time. And they're like, diva, yeah. She's a diva. You don't want to do a net 6 months. You don't want to wait 6 months for your check, bitch. You don't want to chase us every day. Yeah. And they're like, oh, she's insane. She's been calling me about that check that we've owed her for a year, bitch. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, so I'm crazy. Okay. Never working with you again. Thanks. And then they're like, she's a diva. She's a mess. I'm like, okay,
where do you stand on the real friends of WeHo conversation?
Oh my God. So I just, my friend sent me a TMZ. My one friend sent me an interview with that one, the black guy that's not Todrick. Oh, the other bald one.
Okay, yes.
I don't know his name either.
I don't know their names.
Because they are nobodies. I'm going to go out and say that right now. No, guess what? They're doing just fine without my fandom.
True.
You know what I mean? They're doing just fine. Not their show. Their show is not doing fine, but they are all individually doing fine without me.
They're fine. Their show is on life support, but they're fine.
Yeah. Is it on life support? Bitch, I think the MTV is going to cut that cord.
Bitch, she's one foot in the grave.
Just saying, I'm not giving anything away. I don't know anything about any MTV's inner workings. Don't know. But I watched a TMZ interview with one of them, Zauzig or whatever.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Him.
And
oh,
he
boy,
said,
him.
Okay, so fun fact. I didn't even know this until I read the interview with the other guy that's not Todrick, that's bald, that owns the butter, whatever.
Uh-huh.
He said, oh, this was supposed to be like the A-list reboot and Lance Bass and Michael Turchin, his husband, were supposed to be like signed on to it. And I was like, I didn't even know this was that same show. I was waiting for that to come out because I was up for that show. I got to what, round two of castings. I know I'm telling the behind the scenes shit. I got to like round two of the casting process or the audition process. No, it's a casting process because you're not auditioning to be yourself. Anyway.
But that's my problem. Okay, keep going because I have a problem with that too.
What pissed me off is that this Zauzig guy said, oh, all the queers that aren't watching are just haters because it's not them and they didn't get picked for the show. And I'm like, bitch, I didn't even know this was the same show. I think you guys just suck. Like, you're just not, you're not dynamic or fun to watch. And I just mean that. And I did watch the first episode
I did too.
I'm saying there's no real queer representation that like, we got in Drag Race. Like,
yeah, period.
Like, Drag Race has every shape, size,
period.
Type of queer there is. They, them, theirs, gay.
And it is just six.
They even had a straight guy on.
I mean, I can't. Because, that's the first thing I saw when it was that. I was like, where is any of the gender representation? Where is any of the gender spectrum? I don't know how they identify. But what I know is I look and I see six boys replicating straight boy culture.
Yes, that's the thing. These are queer people. This is my observation. These are queer people that run in cis hetero spaces.
Yeah.
These are not our friends of WeHo.
No.
WeHo is very gay. It means you're gay and you have a lot of queer friends or queer with a lot of queer friends.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what WeHo is all about. It's a queer mecca. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so I call it Gay Vegas. Because it's a strip. And if you don't like this bar, just go to another one. Just go next door. You're going to find your people somewhere. Mm-hmm. And it's all different types of people. It's great. And so this show, it's it's gay people that I think try to appeal to the cis heteronormative culture. And that does not speak to WeHo culture at all. And none of you even live in WeHo and none of you are really friends. So it's like a weird, misleading thing. And again, none of us are jealous because we didn't even know that was the right show. Just so you know, I didn't know.
Take them out of the oven because you just burnt them to a crisp.
I'm just keeping it real. I think Todrick's really nice. I've met him a few times. I don't know him. Yeah. I think he's really nice. I don't know anyone else on that show. But I just know what I saw, and it's just like, it's 2023. I think we're past this narrative of just gays that don't know each other trying to be bitchy for no reason.
And then my challenge to the queer community, because I think you're right, my challenge to the queer community is, hey, queers, stop following the same kind of gay, and maybe the studios will give us different kinds of gays. Because it's like, we want to see unique queer people like a Jinx Monsoon, people who are led by their talent, but yet the people you follow are the underwear hoes. And as long as you keep following the underwear hoes, they're not going to give us new queer representation.
The thing is, we can even have the underwear hoes. Can we get the real underwear hoes, though? Like, this could have been a show all about sex workers.
Wow. There
like,
you go.
Get Chirac on there. Get Peter Maddox on there. I want to see this drama. I want to see what your daily life is. These are people I actually know. And I think it's if you're going to have an all-gay cast, make them porn stars, bitch. I was like, I want to see something. Make it gay.
Agree. There's like an Out TV equivalent that I haven't seen yet because Out TV is hard to find with some lovely adult stars like Boomer Banks and
another one. Yeah. Boomer Banks. Yeah. That's a show I would watch because they have things going on that I don't know anything about versus these queers. I know these queers. Like and they're not my gays. They're just not my gays.
Yeah, they're not my gays. Yeah. I think it's time. They keep trying.
I don't know any of them.
I don't know her. I thought she rapped or whatever.
Thank you, Mariah Carey.
So we're going to talk some Drag Race now that we've already scalded the youth. What are you thinking? Yes. First of all, how do you enjoy Drag Race? Are you a big fan, a medium fan, etc.?
I'm a huge fan because I always know someone on there. And fun fact, Drag Race was actually my first TV appearance.
Oh, really?
Yeah, season one. I'm part of the colorful queens who didn't quite make it. I'm right before Alaska's video and right before Detox's video.
Shut the fuck up. You're in like the casting thing.
Yeah, because they called us. That's back when they used to call us. I remember it was Doron Ofer casting. I lived in Miami. I think I was 20 years old or 21.
Oh, that's amazing.
And I had to make a casting tape. And I was doing drag at the time. I think I did drag for like 3 years. Mm-hmm. And it was Lucky D. I know, fun, right?
I love it.
Yeah, later changed to Vanity Glass because it's a way better name. No, but those are both up for grabs now because I'm a Reese now.
I love them both. They're in the public domain of drag queen names.
Yes, exactly. You guys can have them. No, but so I'm a big fan because it was my first TV appearance ever. And then also my friends are always on it. And so there's something to do. Yeah. And I think the representation's really good on there. And they do a good job of keeping up with the times. People say, get trans people on there. They took forever, but they did it. And they've
it's
done
happening.
It every which way. Now they have cis
women?
AFAB queens.
AFAB queens.
That's the one. Yes. And straight men, and it's like,
We got trans man representation with Gottmik. That was wonderful.
RuPaul said, drag is for everyone, and RuPaul stood behind it, so it's fine.
I'm here for it. I'm fucking here for it. I love that season 14 was a true, like, trans sisterhood. Thought that was fucking beautiful.
I know. Tranos.
Yeah. Tranos. Oh, yeah. Gary Colby Tranos. Yeah. And I'm really loving this season, too. I mean, I think there's a lot of talented divas in this cast.
Oh, for sure. I wish it was longer. Like the episodes were longer.
My God, 40 minutes.
Yeah. You just get to kind of know someone. And then you're like, oh, I have to wait till next week to get more of them.
I'm torn because on the one hand, there's something about the quickness I like and there's something I hate about it.
They're too quick. I like the quickness, but I want there to be, you've got to linger on the moments that are good moments. Like when Rue's doing her walk around, I want to see her judgment, like where she's like, are you concerned about that? And then you get your Gigi Goods. I don't share your same concern.
Like, I mean, right?
Come on. Like, it's fun. And you want to see how she gets to know these people. It's fun.
It is fun. Okay, so Sugar went home. What did you think of that moment? Thank you, Jesus. Give me strength.
Because they, like, I think they're talented at what they do, but I think they've got to get some real world experience. And this is coming from a former drag queen. You've got to get some real world experience to read the room. Because they're so used to talking to their phones and giving their fans what they want. They don't know how to read a room.
Yep. Period. And it'll be good for both of them. Truly. Yes. Like, obviously it seems more fun to be the queen still in the competition, but it's, they deserve to have a better sense of self. They both deserve it.
Yes, absolutely. Where they don't use each other as a crutch or as like, just because their style was getting very repetitive. I was like, okay, so we've got the dark version and the light version.
I didn't like that.
No. And then these last two costumes were full Party City. Party City realness.
I know.
It looked like I made those and I'm not a great seamstress.
I know. Baby doll Amazon. Like, I have a crunchy drag show and that's some shit I would put up at my bad drag show because I'm not as good as drag as these divas. But I was like, come on, stop doing the back and forth. Do your own thing.
Yeah, no, and the time when they could have done the back and forth, they messed up on, which was Snatch Game. They should have done... Any famous twins. They could have been the Weasley twins from Harry Potter.
Even Mary-Kate and Ashley. I think that could have been funny if they were like the little kid detective version of Mary-Kate and Ashley. Come on.
Or if one was Mary-Kate and the one was Elizabeth Olsen.
Amazing.
Just like we throw everyone off. Like, I'm actually a serious actress. That's my rich sister. You know, like, it'd be such a weird dynamic. I'm like, you guys could have really ran with this twin thing. And the one time you could have done it, you didn't.
Also, weird pitch, what if one of them was an actual sugar cube and one of them was actual spice? Like,
oh my
play
God,
an object.
If they were sugar and spice, but like in Blue's Clues. Like
amazing.
That,
amazing.
That'd be so funny. I'd be like, okay. Yeah. And then they just talk about like season references. Also, I have one more note about sugar and spice. The way they talk about each other is as if they met like a few years ago. Because they're like, oh, she's such a light. You know, she really helps me so much. I'm like, your brother?
Yeah.
Like, I don't talk about my brother like that. I'm just like, oh my God, he's my best friend. I love my brother so
You're
much.
Like, he's really
we've been
cool.
Through literally everything together versus they talk like they're close friends. And I'm like,
God bless them. They also don't use full sentences when they talk. So God bless. God bless. Again.
They speak in TikTok sounds.
They really do. Like, there was a couple times where I slowed down and just like looked at the syntax. Again, I'm not here to be a grammar cop, but like there was just a couple times where I'm like, that sentence was not ended. that sentence was not ended.
Yes. And so also really quick note also, because the other girl does it, Lux.
Okay,
kids, the Gen Z, the new kids. And this is, I'm a 36-year-old bitch. Okay. So you're going to get some 36-year-old bitch commentary from me.
You look good.
They speak. Thank you. No, they speak. In YouTube or TikTok voice, where they're kind of yelling like this, and I'm talking like this. And I'm like, we can hear you just fine right next to you, girl. You got to take that octave down at least four notches, bitch.
I
find it bothersome. I can't stand listening to them talk. I'm not going to lie.
It was really rough. It was rough. And like we're saying, too, it's like, look, we're happy. God bless Twinks. But like... I like that the queens in this space, it was so good for them to have a reality check from queens who are seasoned and let's say perhaps not blown away by just the presence of their tiny bodies. Like they were like, oh, we don't care here. Here we're about talent.
Yes. And I think that's literally why they were cast. It was to, because everyone's like, why would they cast all these TikTokers? And I'm like, Rue is proving a point right now. You guys are,
are
writing on the wall. She's like, bitch.
World of Wonder has something to say.
Honey, because guess who's coming out on top every week?
Yeah.
The season queens like Lucy LaDuca, Sasha Colby. I'm like, honey.
Yes. Mistress. I'm here for Mistress.
Mistress. Yes. Ah, poor thing. Poor thing got her Instagram taken down by
I know.
Fucking
that's so stupid.
Jerks.
Stop it. Stop
it's a
this.
Show. Yeah, it's a show.
Yes. Relax. Also, it's like, don't you want the queens that remind us of those simpler eras where like people were talking shit and having a good time on Drag Race?
Yes, exactly.
Like not just trying to sell their merch and all that goodness. Like,
we all
on.
Want this.
Yeah.
Everybody
we all
wants
want that.
This. Everybody wants this.
Yeah,
don't be silly,
calm
Andy.
Down.
Is this your shared screen, by the way?
Yes.
Oh, thank God. I didn't know if I was hacked. I was like...
you're like, oh no.
I'm like, is me watching all that illegal Drag Race getting to me in my computer?
No, I am sharing the screen. And we are now looking at them about to do the reading challenge.
This was one of the best reading challenges they've had in years.
It was great. I mean, it was very short, so they kind of like, it felt like they edited the best of the best, but the reads were really funny. You don't want to see any of the stink reads. You're like, okay, let's just see the good ones.
Because they get painful. You're like, oh, she doesn't know what she's doing. Because it also makes me think like the art of drag is kind of being lost when you don't know how to just read a bitch. I'm like, seriously?
Mm-hmm. And that, I gotta say, that you can pre-plan. Let's be honest. You can, you know, just like you can pre-plan your snatch game, you can pre-plan your reads.
Exactly. You have a funny friend. You have a friend that writes jokes. Honey, have them help you.
Exactly. You write a dumb joke. You write a bad look joke. You know what I mean? You write just a few of those key jokes that you can insert at any one of these queens.
Oh, bitch, you can even just, yeah, it could be a anomalous joke where it's like, you look tired all the time. And it's
right.
And it's just mean, but it's funny.
Right. Like, wake up, sweetie. Oh, I'm sorry. That's just your face. That always looks tired.
Like, exactly. Like, oh, girl, here's some water for those dry ass wigs. You know, just it applies to everyone. Like, come on.
Marshalls was.
That was so good.
Wow. Flawless victory. That was great.
TKO. I was like, this is good. Yeah.
And then again, mistress, like little short ones, just being like, I understand homophobia, like little simple things like that. Oh, talking about Lucy LaDuca singing. Love it.
Yes. Yes. So good. Yeah. Like these are, I think it's so easy to read a bitch.
And Queen's coming back being like, oh, baby, that's four words. That's not three words.
That was funny because it was four words.
Okay. And Spice got a good joke in. Lucy LaDuca, more like gaping.
Honestly, I'm thinking like they're better off separate.
Yeah, they're
better
it.
Off separate. Yeah, they need
we
it.
We all need it. You
it's
know,
all
you
for all... character building.
Yes. Again, Robin Fierce. Love her. Puberty read. Funny.
Yes.
All these queens are really, they do a good job. And now we're like right into, okay.
Also, I feel like Marsha is such an underdog because I'm like, her talent is shining through.
Agree. And I am excited to see her go harder. I enjoyed her snatch game. I really enjoyed her talent show. It's like they have notes for the drag, which is fair.
Yeah, no, the notes for the drag, that can be repaired on the show. The talent is there. So I'm like, bitch, if you fix that makeup and you put a corset on over that little lab suit.
Right.
We've got a hit.
The way she extended her legs, those straight lines she created when doing the ballet, you can't teach that overnight.
Exactly. That's a few classes.
Right. So we're going to dive deep into this house fashion challenge. But first, silence, Cerise. Mm-hmm. I feel like taking a break.
Okay.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Auraframes.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Auraframe.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Auraframes are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Auraframe, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn can be in your hands today with Earnin'. Come on, y'all. We've all been there. We want to spend a little bit of extra dough on a big night out or a last minute gift for like your boo. Sometimes money just can be, dare I say,
complicated. Well, worry not, because Earnin helps you get your money today as opposed to later. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know, wake up, because Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work. You can get up to $100 per day or $750 per pay period. Earnin is used by over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability. So why don't you go ahead and download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Drag Her Under Podcast when you sign up. It really helps the show. That's Drag Her Under Podcast. Get some extra dough. Have a little fun. And don't wait for your employer to give you your money, honey. Earnin is subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, and pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Bring back my break. Okay, we're back and we're going to talk this challenge, which I thought was a really exciting idea for a challenge where they're ripping apart rooms with styles of the three judges and turning them into cohesive fashion house looks.
I love this. I think it's so much fun. And I just have one note, like how Carson was all tartan. I said tartan.
Right.
No, and I just thought like, do we see him in that much plaid? Because I'm like, is Carson all of a sudden Scottish?
Absolutely not. Yeah, that's a good point. Like, because Carson wears a lot of like just plain bright colors and stuff. But I think they were like, how do we differentiate this between?
Yeah, because they came out and it was giving Westwood. It was giving like, I was like, is this Carson? I was like, is this really Carson? I don't know if Carson pulls this Celtic Namra so much.
And that one I thought was going to be the hardest one. I was like, fuck, like Duck Dynasty when they gave fucking April Carrion Duck Dynasty back in the day. I was like, this is going to be hard.
Oh, no. See, tartan is my favorite. I think it's my favorite print ever. And so,
it is really beautiful and fierce when done well.
Yeah, I love it. I think it's the Scot in me.
Yes.
The Welsh in me.
Oh, I love that.
That loves the tartan, but I love it because it's also different too.
It's timeless. Too. Yeah, there's a timeless quality to it. There's a bespoke. It's very bespoke.
Yes.
So
some would call it cunty.
It's fucking cunt.
It's cunt.
It was cunt. This is why I love when Robin, speaking of, calls, which I agree, the idea for this look that Selena Estetis is constructing is a cunt idea. The backpack kablow gown moment.
The reveal of it all was really good. It was fun.
I did not hate. I would not have put her in the bottom two, personally.
I love Selena. Mm-hmm. Friend of mine. Actually know her. Love Selena. Yes. The fit was rough. Like, it was just a little rough.
Fair.
But it was a little rough. But it's something, just a few more darts. Like, which is just taking out little sections of fabric to make it a little more taut to the body. Mm-hmm. And she would have absolutely just been safe. Because the look looked great.
That's a good note. Yeah, I was convinced. Like, sure, it wasn't, you know, absolutely perfect, but I was convinced because I just was so pleased with the presentation and the effort that went into it versus some of the bikinis that were safe. I was like, come on, she tried something. Doesn't that get any points?
Yeah, and we are not talking about Sasha Colby, bitch, because that bikini was everything.
No.
Bitch, I want to buy it off of her. Like, after this, I'm like, oh, does that fit? Does that fit me?
Fuck. She is so clearly, I love the edit she's getting this season of not bothered front runner. Just not bothered.
Yeah, she's like, I'm probably going to win.
Yeah. I'm scared. It's like, I want her to win, but I'm scared the show loves like unexpected wins so much sometimes that I'm scared it'll hurt her, but I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah, but she could be an unexpected win because so many young people don't know anything about her, which is their problem, not ours. It's like,
It would be a good taste in the mouth of after the TikTok season. Guess who won? This old bitch who's, by the way,
Miss
37.
Miss Continental 2012, exactly.
Right. She's 37, whatever. She's like, she's the old queen on the season.
It hurts.
It hurts.
It hurts.
I hate age.
Yes.
But apparently, okay, so also I gotta say before I forget, like the way she just like is this the mother of the cast, like 2 weeks in a row and Untucked, like supporting.
Did you see her adopt Sugar and Spice? I'm like, are they gonna be Sugar and Spice Colby now?
Oh my God. Wait, who adopted? Was it Mistress?
Sasha Colby. She literally walks up to them, talks them through them doing their lip sync and says, yeah. Well, you have a mother now. And I was like, did anyone else hear that? Did anyone else just hear her adopt those twins on live TV?
That was fucking cute. And it's like, as much fun as it is to talk shit about the twins, it was a really fucking cute moment where she was like, bitch, I've been where you are.
Yeah. No, I'm not against the twins. I just think a lot of people think that drag is just TikTok and it's like,
yeah,
or they think that TikTok is real life. And I'm like, honey, none of this translates to real shows or real TV.
Totally.
It doesn't.
That part. Because guess what? TV's longer.
Yeah. And you're edited by people who don't know you.
Yeah.
So you're getting whatever edit they want to give you. And so you better know how to edit yourself.
Just saying, you know,
yeah. I've been on 4 reality shows. Trust me. I'm a queen at editing myself. Okay.
I live. Can you like, also, do you build your own look sometimes? You sound
me?
Like you know a thing or two.
I knew exactly what I looked like from every angle. I was shopping for 5 months before we went to the Canary Islands for X on the Beach.
I love and, that.
Yeah, I had
that
all of my outfits taken pictures of, season like scheduled out when I was going to wear it.
I love that.
Oh, yeah, everything was planned.
It makes sense. Okay, I didn't even know. Did they not supply any wardrobe?
No, they ask you what you're going to bring and they want you to send pictures. And I purposely, every production, I say absolutely not. Just trust that I have the most, I have the most expensive wardrobe and the most highly curated. I've been in fashion for 20 years. You can trust that I have the best one.
I fucking love that.
Yeah, I'm a bitch.
You're a bitch. And again,
that's my diva moment. I'm like, don't tell me what to wear.
You're in charge of yourself.
Yeah, don't tell me what to wear.
Some interesting things are happening, like Amethyst struggling. And, you know, I appreciated Ara like being real and just being like, I don't like it. Let's do something.
That's where the sisterhood comes in. It's like, you got to be honest with people because you also don't want them to do so poorly and you be at the hands of it. Because then karmically, that's not cute.
Yeah. Something's going to happen.
And I actually like Amethyst.
Yeah.
She's super talented.
Oh, she's super talented. And she's proven to be a good lip syncer. Mm-hmm. I think she smelled blood in the water. Unfortunately, poor girl. Like even when Rue is like, you've been in the bottom a lot. And she's like, Honey, shut up.
You better be Cameron Michaels, bitch.
I know.
You're going to have to get on.
You better be bicycling your pussy in the air or something crazy.
I was just going to say, you can get on your back, bitch, and on them shoulder blades. I was like, you better push it up. Push it up, honey.
I did appreciate this moment. I mean, Jax, right? It's really beautiful to hear Jax talk about her story. And like, yeah, I think I bet we both can relate to this. I don't know your life, but I know there's been so many spaces where I've been the brown one. I have some white people in my family and I am brown for so many reasons, love child, etc. But where you're like, oh wow, I'm really made to feel different. Like what? This is, I don't like this. And this is a reality of my childhood.
Yeah. Or like what's even weirder is being in white spaces and people talking about brown people and thinking, oh, but you're not like them. And I'm like who? Bitch, yes, the fuck I am. Say it again.
That weird thing where they're like, it's like the mixed privilege of it all. It's like
it's strange, and it's weird to navigate. It's another form of code switching. So we don't even have to do the queer code switching. We're doing of color code switching as well.
Isn't it uncomfortable though? Because like then times you feel guilty on both sides. Like I feel weird on both sides.
I never feel guilty about anything. No, I'm like, I take up so much space. I'm like, fuck that. I am black. I'm trans. I'm a woman. You're going to look at me and you're going to listen to me.
You're right. I literally, the mantra I've been trying to work on is I don't fuck with shame. And I'm like, I'm trying to live that mantra. I don't fuck with shame. It doesn't help me.
Because guess what? All the success you're reaching for, once you get it, you're going to be sad that you have it and your friends don't. Fuck that. I worked my ass off for this and I hope you guys get there too. I'll help you if I can. But I don't feel guilty about my successes. I don't feel guilty about anything I have. I deserve all of it.
Good point. But we can't run the 100 meter. You know what I mean? If we're both holding each other, we got to run. We can both run it, but we got to run on our own.
Honey, you got to put your oxygen mask on before you help the person next to you. Go with the flight attendants.
That part. Yeah. Jax, I'm glad that she's getting some story and we're hearing more about Sugar and Spice. Oh, talk to me. Keep going.
I have to say, for Jax getting that much story, I thought she was either going home or winning, because that's a lot of story. I was like,
right.
I was like, you going home or winning? That's the formula.
Right. I'm sorry. The Sugar and Spice and talking about playing as middle schoolers, dolls as middle schoolers, mm-hmm. hilarious. God
it's
bless
very
them.
Cute.
It's very cute.
Very cute. I got to see their Anglo-Saxon upbringing with their American flag on the back and their suburban home.
It was very funny when they were like, I don't think they said this, but it was something to the tune of like, no one knew our secret. And I was like, oh, I think people knew.
I think, you know what's funny? They're going to look back on this when they're like 30 and be like, so everyone knew that we were gay when we were kids. But I think people just, because a lot of with that is they don't understand. Parents are in denial. They deny exactly what they see right in front of them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
because
real.
Of what their wishes for you are. It has nothing to do with how you're projecting your personality.
How do you feel that affected your life? Like, do you feel like you experienced some of that denial or?
Absolutely. More from people around my parents. Because my aunt would always tell my mom it's just a phase. Because I had a whole Barbie collection. Like, I was high femme, dresses in the house, all that shit. And, but my mom had four kids, like two, I have two older sisters and a younger brother. And she, I don't think she had the time. Like she was like, I have two jobs. Like, I don't have time for this. Like you want Barbies? Take them. Just please don't die when I'm not home. Okay.
Yeah. Like, if that's our biggest problem, you're alive and at home.
Yeah. And I'm lucky for that. She was distracted.
I get it. I think a similar situation in my house. They were just like, oh, yeah, I think my brother was doing stupid shit. My brother was like getting arrested and shit.
That will help. That helps you and your queerness to be like, well, at least he's not getting arrested.
Right. So Rue's look on this main stage.
Let's talk about it. It's fine.
I like it overall. I mean, next to Janelle Monáe, Janelle Monáe is eating, but I like it. I like it.
I'm going to say I like it. That's all I'm going to give.
I like it. You know,
because I just, the beads hanging off it, I wish they were like a different color or something so we could see them from the dress.
Sure.
Because it just doesn't translate to camera. I think it probably looks stunning in person, but on camera, I'm like,
yeah.
I'm missing something because I can't see all of the details clearly.
Right. Yeah. Again, I guess
it's also ruched. There's a bow. It's very busy. Like it's drag.
Yeah. She wears so many dresses. I personally believe at this point, she's just says yes to all of them. You know,
she doesn't have time. She's like, that's the one. Let's go.
Let's go. I mean, like what's even just the number of Drag Race episodes at this point? She's worn over what? Truly, probably 360 different dresses, if not more.
A ton. She's done some repeats, though. I really love the repeat looks.
Where she brings drag's them back. Expensive.
Yeah, I love when she brings them back because it's very like healthy as well.
Uh-huh. How do you cycle in a new look? Because you can't just wear everything once.
I think I have a 3-year rotation.
Smart. So then you have a refresh.
Yeah, because then I usually look pretty different thanks to Botox and different hair.
That'll do it. So I guess let's begin the chirping and the burping of these looks.
Let's do it.
So if you like a look, chirp it. If you're not super fond of a look, go ahead and burp it.
Okay, this is going to be fun. Okay.
Okay, I'm excited. And they're given their house collections. We're starting with the House of Visage.
I'm going to say I love this whole house already, by the way. I'm chirping the whole house.
I'm going to say something controversial even before we start.
Yeah.
This is one of the cleanest fashion sewing challenges in the history of the show.
Honey, this collection,
yeah,
I would wear every single piece.
Yeah.
I would wear every single piece of this. I have no qualms.
Yeah.
I
loved
it. Yeah. Because this look is cunt.
We have Mistress Isabel Brooks giving of cheetah print, corset, capelet, mini skirt.
I want to wear this tonight. I want to wear this tonight.
You can tell it is fitting every inch of her body, which is also why, you know, she was like, I love when a girl is like, I'm taking this off or untucked because I'll die.
Exactly. Because some things you just can't sit in. I have garments I cannot sit in. Mm-hmm. Like I have to call an Uber, like the XL, just so I can sit sideways in the goddamn car.
I love that.
Yeah. But this is such a good look. She looks fantastic.
I have pants like that just because I like to fucking press the material into my ass so everyone knows I'm thick and juicy. They're not comfortable, but I need everyone to know.
Yeah, no, I can't breathe in the dress, so I can only have one drink. So that's it.
So I get it. This is fully, even the details of the wig, which is, I'm getting a little bit of Jersey and like, just like the...
Incredible. I'm saying just the print itself. I'm like, this is so good. I love large prints. I think large prints look so expensive. Small leopard print looks so cheap. So Joann's Fabrics. This looks like Dolce & Gabbana.
Good insight. I didn't even thought about that.
Yeah. Large prints look expensive.
The clutch, the little touches of ostrich feathers.
Fan-fucking-tastic.
Wow.
Just the fit.
Yes, the breastplate is like fully undetectable. It's
undetectable.
Like,
I was like, girl, those are your titties. You better give.
You better give. Chirp.
That's a woman, honey.
Chirp. Love.
Chirp.
Ora Maiori. Giving resort.
It's a good look.
It's a good look. The zebra glasses really take it over the top.
And look how large the zebra print is, how it's on the actual animal. Think small, cheap zebra print does not translate as expensive or good looking. It looks like shit. This looks amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks fucking cool. It got those high slits.
Ugh, I'm sorry. It's giving panels, which goes like, it kind of, I think of like an African look, which is so good. And I love the bias on which she turned the zebra, because she could have done this the sideways where you're like, oh, zebra. She did it like stripes, which made it so much more dynamic.
That is so, genius. I mean, the little buckle details on the titty also just give it that like kind of high-end feeling.
I love it. And I love that it almost looks torn, which is like, it gives it more of an animal skin look, that it's not cut perfectly on that on the flap on the breastplate. What would be a breastplate? But it looks great.
It does look great. And again, even that like little collar cape, like that can look like really corny.
I want to see Angela Bassett in this outfit.
Oh my God. Could you imagine?
Yes.
Yes, I could.
Yeah, the collar's great too.
I love her. I gave that motherfucker the best years of my life.
Yeah.
It's a chirp. Okay,
yeah, that one was a chirp.
I know. Burp.
We almost had a full collection here.
It could have. I like the wig. I like the hair.
The wig is great. I will say, like, the fur looks like an afterthought.
Right.
Like, I would have done like a collar with that instead, so that she doesn't have to keep holding it and showing us how cheap it is when it flaps.
Damn. Yeah.
And if you're gonna have a neckline that meets right here, like on, like you can see it hooks in the back. You cannot have a necklace on with that. It's so busy. So she has a choker on with it. And I'm like, girl, it's one or the other.
Choker necklace and the draping neckline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the ruffle panty they penalized her for, because you can see it bunching underneath the fabric of the dress on the other side.
Right. And the minky stole, which again, I don't know how to make a fake stole, but yeah, it did kind of look like a ferret that escaped the cage.
She should have, the thing is, if it's long like that, instead of wrapping it around both arms, she should have had it around one shoulder.
Mm.
And again, smart. That would have worked if she did the top and actually cuffed it this way, and then she had the mink come around that shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a more balanced outfit. This is messy. Like, it just looks too busy.
Yeah.
And it's got a necklace attached. Oh. Sorry, go on.
On a challenge that was messier, like let's say it was the Lollary, if she was going up against a Lollary bag look, she might have been safe. She might have been okay. It's okay. She might have been safe if it was like something like that. We're like, because sometimes people are like some bag of chips moment, God bless, but unfortunately, almost everyone else bought it.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, they really brought...
I feel like she needed some editing with this. Take away a lot, but
yeah.
Because the bass wasn't terrible.
No. Spice.
Oh, I want this right now.
This is really beautiful and hot, but I'm going to be controversial and burp it.
What? Is it because of the tights that don't match her skin?
That really is the main thing.
But the hair.
It's really cool.
Because the fact that she had the hair tie into the bands that come from her, from the breast to the neck. I think it's so cunt because it almost starbursts out and then starbursts back in.
It is cunt. Look, and her makeup is flawless. Her body is gorgeous. But like...
Is it the thigh ties bothering you? Because I don't love those.
I don't know what it is. Again, she has better fashion than me. But I just feel like she wasn't even like called out for just... She wears these simple silhouettes. Like last week, she just wore kind of a similar thing.
She's relying on that body. But I have to say, if I was ever in this competition, I'd be doing the same fucking thing. I'd be like, I'm going to be relying on this body a lot, by the way. I think it looks so good. And I even like the arm cuffs as an accessory. I think she really, like when she walked out the runway, I was like, oh, she's staying. No, when she walked out, I was like, oh, she's not going home with her sister this week. I was like, she got a ways to go.
It looks great. Great. I'll chirp it. Because I can see it. I'm hating.
Like, I can see Halle Berry in this in the Flintstones movie.
Yeah, that's true. Like, that's true. Maybe it's a bit familiar. I'm excited to see something different from her, but you can't deny that there's almost all the elements are cunt.
Again, I would wear this tonight.
Like, you would look great.
Thank you. Okay, here we are.
Okay.
Chirp the house down.
Definitely the correct winner of this week. Lucknow London. Holy shit.
And she knew how to sell it to the billowing bitch. The billowing of the fabric.
And it doesn't look cheap at all.
Oh, I want to wear this, not tonight, to something with a red carpet.
And she did pants, which, I mean, pants are cursed on Drag Race.
Pants are so difficult. The fact that she lined up the zebra stripes too and thought that's to that crazy. Detail, I was like, okay, this bitch knows how to sew and I'm here for it.
And her mug and the hair and the wrap and the gold.
It's so tasteful. Like she kind of outdid Michelle Visage. It's like, bitch.
Period.
Michelle's never done nothing like this.
Absolutely
like, this
not.
Actually incredible.
Later when they're like, when Rue's like, is there anything you want to say? Which is clearly Rue's invitation to, you know, do you want to talk to Janelle Monáe? Instead, she said, no, I think I did a really great job this week.
No, and I gotta say, you deserve to say that shit, bitch, because this was a motherfucking slay. She walked out and I actually wasn't ready. I was like, she didn't buy this?
Yes. Like, it reminds me of, and I've been watching this clip on loop because I'm like trying, I'm in my ego era. And when Snoop Dogg was given the Hollywood like star walk of fame thing and his whole speech is, I want to thank myself. I worked really hard and I did amazing. And I was really generous and kind to people while working my ass off. So I'm here to thank me and also me and me. I was like, yes, thank yourself.
Yeah, no, I love it. I think everyone should be proud of themselves.
Yes.
And also, I have to note one more thing. The fact that she made the fasteners, the jewelry, instead of adding jewelry, she made that the thing that holds up the dress. I was like, thank you for the edit. Thank you for the edit. Blame it on the edit. I'm like, that edit.
You're the one who said it. Yeah.
Yes. No, that is proper editing, bitch.
Proper editing. Everyone be proud of themselves except for Elon Musk. Like, you take a seat. Ugh. I just want to say that. There are
not that government subsidy nepo baby. Anyway.
That fucking diamond.
Exactly.
Blood diamond emerald garbage asshole.
Yeah, absolutely not.
That house was great. Oh, okay. We're going to talk the other houses. But before that.
The house overall was a chirp.
Oh, it was a full chirp. Before we get into those other houses, though. Silence, Arise. I feel like taking another break. Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which
have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in-person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me decrap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try, because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Bring back my break. Here we are having a good time talking other fashion houses. Should we, shall we?
We kind of have to.
We have to. Carson Kressley's house begins with Robin Fierce giving asymmetrical tartan leather shit.
I would love it. The thing is, my one note with her, mm-hmm. You are 2 feet tall. Everything has to be shorter.
Mm.
That skirt has to be shorter, and that drape on the shoulder needs to be shorter. It has to meet where almost your armpit is.
I see. It's making her smaller.
Yes, because it looks like she has on her older sister's clothes.
Damn. Yeah. Wow. I bought it. Again, I'm biased because I like Robin, but like,
mm-hmm. She's great. This is a sleigh. It's a full sleigh.
It is a full sleigh, but that's a good note.
Yeah, she's very short.
Yeah, and that...
if you look short on TV,
yeah,
you're short.
Okay. Yeah, because I think she might be tall in the real life.
No, there's no way.
No.
There's no way. Just a note from a tall person, we always look at them next to doorknobs. Or counter height.
So Robin, let us know. No, I mean, everything is perfect. The chest... Also, this is a really... beautiful use of like that kind of supermodel, you know, not busty chest. And mm-hmm. I love that asymmetrical mm-hmm. shoulder piece. God, amazing.
Yeah, it's giving Braveheart. It's really
yes.
good.
Yes.
It's absolutely beautiful. I would wear this.
Yes. Brave cunt. I'm here. She's yes. gorgeous. The hair. Perfect.
Brave tart.
Brave tart.
Yeah, the hair is great too. All right.
So this had some issues, but I didn't think yes. it was like ugly.
It's not the worst thing. And honestly, jackets, one of the hardest things in fashion to make is a well-fit jacket. And so mm-hmm. I think that was a brave choice. So I won't penalize her for taking a risk, because jackets mm-hmm. are hard, and getting the lapel to lie flat also difficult. So I know that's pinned down somehow. Mm-hmm. Just because I'm sure it wasn't steam ironed in a factory. And so... Mm-hmm. I think this is bold choices, but I think the edit isn't there. But I see the Westwood reference. Mm-hmm. I see the Heather's reference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like so much of it. Did she bonk her head as a reference to Spice? That's my question.
Yikes. That the cringe heard around the world.
That was wild.
She absolutely did that on purpose. I think she's a little shady.
She yucked herself. Yes, she yucked. I'm still gonna chirp it. I'm crazy. I just think it's so ambitious, and I like so much of it.
I do. I love the boots. I want to buy those boots off of her.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, I just don't like the grommets either. The holes in the skirt.
You don't buy it.
I don't like them because I think holes can look really cheap, and those aren't helping the garment. But I think they're probably helping weigh it down with the metal. So the skirt doesn't flap up too much, but yeah.
Damn, I'm going to chirp it, but feel free to
disagree.
I also
love the hair. I love the hair.
Yeah, feel free to disagree at any time.
Oh, you're fine. Same with you. Yeah, like we do not have to agree with each other. And I don't like that the reds don't match.
Yeah.
Because those boots are a red and that skirt is not. Because I would have just rather gone for a whole gray look than have red boots.
Yeah. Damn. Okay, I'm okay. Work. Yeah. I'm guessing you're burping it.
I'm going to burp it. I'm sorry.
No worries.
I love the shoes though.
Yeah. Anitra giving. This was interesting. You know, on the one hand, I'm like, is it a bit simple? But on the other hand, I'm fully impressed.
I'm impressed. I love the hair choice she did because I think a lot of platinum blondes do not embrace the dark blues like they should because it is a good look together. And I like this though. I like the, it's very Gwen Stefani.
Yeah.
In her wind it up era.
That's fair. Yeah, wind it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do like that, like, very interesting asymmetrical detail on the side.
Mm-hmm. It's giving classic tartan, like, classic kilt, but also it's giving fierce. A little bit of Westwood by cutting it off on the one side.
Yeah, it's giving me Gag of Thrones, you know?
Yes. You know? Also, can we just note that Anitra is the trait of the season out of drag?
Thank you.
No one is saying it. They keep talking about the other one. And I'm just like, Anitra is really good looking.
Gorgeous and hot and sexy. I agree. Yeah. Fully here for her.
Yeah. I'm like, work.
And that intellect. I'm sorry, but I'm hard for her brain too.
Yes. And the karate, honey.
Oh.
Now, I think she served this. It's a chirp because it's not the highest, not the lowest. It's a chirp.
It's a chirp. For sure. Selena S. Titties. Okay.
Okay.
This landed her in the bottom.
This look by itself, I want it. I want to wear this right now. It's giving Comme des Garçons.
Yes. And like, I get that there was like issues here and there, but there's issues on the shape.
And then
I'm
her
so impressed.
Her flipping it back makes it a Yohji Yamamoto. I'm like, this,
I
like, bitch,
it.
You went from one designer to the next. This is really, it's otherwise, I do love the look and I love the color she put together.
Right.
Because she looks like, it's almost like a Paul Bunyan.
Yeah. I'll see you in the ladies' room. I live. I'm going to be unpopular and chirp it because I think the sheer just effort and I'm here for the effort, which again, it's like the idea is not insane. Maybe the execution isn't great.
Yes. Yeah, see, I'm going to chirp everything, burp the fit.
Yeah. Fair.
Otherwise, it's knocking it out of the park. I would wear the fuck out of this if it fit.
The hair of the mug, it's right.
Yeah, the hair of the mug are right.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's the collection.
Another good collection.
Yeah, that's a whole chirped collection. I like the collection.
Yeah. I live. Okay, House of Matthews. Let's talk. I mean, Sasha Colby. Fuck. End me.
When she came out, I was like, get the fuck out of here.
You like, fucking
this is
bitch.
So good. Just the fuck lined off. Jacket. I'm like, this is a detail that people would miss. And the fact that the sleeves fit so tightly. Yes, she couldn't get it off, but I didn't notice that until Homegirl said it.
I know. I didn't notice at all.
Yeah, because she just handles it so elegantly. And I love that it calls back to Carrie Colby's J-Lo dress.
Yes.
Like mother, like daughter, honey, watch this.
It's so good. The high pony, those little, the details, those little frilly, like curtain details. I don't know what they're called. Amazing.
Also, I have to make a note on something we commented on earlier. Where the neck meets in the back and you shouldn't wear a choker. This is where you can because she did it with beads and she's naked from the waist, like everywhere else.
Interesting. So there's enough like relief on the look.
Yes. We're not so smothered in fabric.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, this is incredible.
I can't. Okay, chirp.
Chirp. She's chirp so the good. House.
She's so good at everything.
Miss Continental is here.
Lucy LaDuca.
Love it.
I like this too.
Love it. She looks like Mama Brady.
She really does. She's getting, yes, Partridge fam.
Yes, I love it. I love the mix of patterns. Again, I love the platinum blonde hair with these blues. I'm telling you, platinum blonde and blues. Don't underestimate.
She's, again, I keep underestimating her because I'm a cunt, but she keeps proving me wrong.
Honey, when you see that body shape and the way all her clothes be fitting, she's here to stay. And then when she did Joan Rivers, like actually, she's just being Joan Rivers. She's quoting full actual winner. Jokes. I'm like,
yeah.
She's coming for that crown, y'all.
She really won that moment.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, this is gorgeous and interesting and surprising and beautiful. It's such a trip.
Yes. Did not see it coming. She looks like she's hosting a party in Palm Springs.
Right. Okay. Oh. Malaysia baby doll fox.
Chirp her and then chirp this as well.
You know, I didn't love it.
I got to chirp it. It's so good.
What? And tell me what I'm missing. Because when I saw it, I was like, oh, I think this is the bottom.
So,
and I'm clearly wrong. So talk to me.
Okay. No, you're not wrong. It's an opinion. All opinions are valid. So I love that she gave herself so much shape.
Mm-hmm.
Like she's a bigger girl. She gave herself so much shape and she knew exactly where the scales were. And so she made her shoulders come all the way out to balance out that hip, to snatch that waist in, but then also to snatch the neck in.
Mm.
And then she gave us a hat moment, which a lot of people did not do. Mm-hmm. Like a little chapeau with her hair exposed so she doesn't ruin that wig for the rest of the competition. She can bring it back for another challenge. Yes. I noticed. And then the cape is, I feel like it could use a few darts in the back so it billows a little better.
I think so. I think that was the thing that caught me, where I was just like, some flat. Of the other looks.
That's where it looks like a shower curtain, because it's just flat. And you needed to add some seams.
Yeah, perhaps even touch the ground. I don't know. Maybe
touching the ground
weightier.
Would have been such a moment. You're correct. Yeah. No, you're correct. The note's a note. And I love the purse too. And it's a great detail because you didn't need to make a purse.
Yeah. No, she. I'll give it to her. I think just because everyone ate so hard, I was like, oh, maybe she's in the bottom. But she was not.
Nope. No, not this.
I'm going to be fucking me. I'm going to be crazy. I love her. Oh God, am I going to not? Okay.
Say it. Say whatever you want to say, honey.
Oh my God. But I really like her. I didn't love her makeup this week either. So I'm
going to
be weird.
Closely.
There's something different. Makeup. There's something afoot.
Oh, okay. She really tried to match the shoulders with that makeup. Because it's going for the palm colors. It's fine. Like, I think it's fine.
I'm going to be insane and burp it. That's just me.
Okay. I'm going to chirp it. I think it looks so good.
Work.
And it was her first time sewing something.
I mean, unbelievable.
Got to give it to her.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And I want to see her go all the way. Just to.
Yeah, me too. Marsha. This is incredible. See, this is what I mean by adding a dart and a pleat. Like, this is what I mean. When she spun and that thing, that means she cut it on a circle on the ground. So the spin would go all the way out. It didn't just get stiff when she's walking.
Mm-hmm.
That is a skirt with movement. That is a well-made garment.
Yeah, it looks really good.
Yeah.
Again, it's in her wheelhouse. I wonder if they'll come for her, but you know, because they want more and more and more from her. And this is still like the Brady aesthetic, but
it's the thing is they picked her aesthetic for this. Like this is what she does. And so she could either be penalized for doing it, but it's what she does. So I didn't know she wouldn't be. Because if you try to go outside the box on the thing that you actually do, that's when you go home.
Work. That's true. Every time someone changes it up, it's like, here's a different wig color. Okay, bye.
Exactly. I'm like, girl, this is the time you were supposed to do that wig color.
It's a chirp for Marsha.
It's a chirp. Yeah, it's a chirp.
Okay, those are the looks.
There aren't a lot of bad looks in this challenge. Like
again,
this,
as a whole ep, I'm like, wow, this is one of the best sewing challenges ever.
Yes, I'm glad you had a fashion girl on this particular episode because I didn't know this was happening. Yeah,
How lucky am I? I didn't know either.
Because I love commenting on shit like this because I know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about.
Clearly, like, you said about 18 things where I was like, oh, I didn't know. I was just like, that looked pretty.
Oh, I didn't even notice the zebra sunglasses detail.
I loved that.
Yeah, because that's really cunt. So, and her makeup looks great. Marsha. She went up.
She's doing it. She's given more eye. She's given more dimension. So work. And it's always nice when you, in general, when you're watching a challenge and you feel like you agree with the vibe of the critiques, that's always such a nice feeling. There's some occasions where you're like, WTF, judges.
Oh, but yes.
Not this week.
Yeah. No, this week was really Spot on. They were spot on.
They were spot on. So we should, we of course, clap, clap, clap to Lux, rightfully winning this week.
Oh.
Robin almost
easily,
won.
Easily. Yeah, easily winning. Yeah, Robin was close.
Robin was close, but we live. And let's talk about this bottom lip sync. We have the amazing Janelle Monáe's Queen. And it's a hard song to lip sync to.
It was not easy, but I will say, Selena hit every note. When she ripped her skirt off and then sang about the skirt on the floor, I was like, okay, bitch. Like, you fully timed this out. She understands timing. That's drag.
It was
a slow buildup.
They both ripped something off their body saying, this is crazy too, which I was like, that's funny. Something that they didn't like work.
And like you said earlier about Amethyst, she smelled blood in the water because she didn't go as hard as she did in the other lip syncs this time because she was like, this is my third time. Like,
yeah. Yeah, that's a shame.
Yeah, because Selena's
like just tired.
Yeah, because Selena's first time, she wanted it. She was like, I'm not going home today. And you could feel that.
Which I can imagine, weirdly, as much as we don't know what the fuck's going to happen, it must have given Selena just a little bit of peace to be like, I want this so bad and this is my first time, so I'm going to gun for it. I'm not going to play it safe. I'm not going to Charlie Hides about.
Yeah, no, I knew Selena wasn't going home with this because she's a Rockette. Like, she's one of the Rocco's girls. Every fucking day doing that damn thing. I was like, this bitch can lip sync her fucking ass off. So what she's gonna
amazing.
Do is win. Yeah, what she's about to do is win.
I've seen her burn a building down. I've seen her just during a drag show where I'm not gonna name names, but I've just seen her take the show. You know what I mean? Where it's just like, oh, there's about six queens here, but now this show belongs to her. This space belongs to her. We belong to her.
Yeah, no, STDs is drag brunch. Like, if you've never been to a drag brunch, you just wait. You'll know her.
Yeah. She
looks
great
with the outfit ripped off. It actually looks really great as a leotard.
Yes.
She's bodied down. She looks great.
Yes, in a season where not a critique, but just there's less body, there's less padding
and stuff.
Sometimes.
Yeah,
which is cool because drag can evolve.
Some can argue less drag.
Yes, talk to me.
It is evolving. It does evolve, and it changes all the time. It's going to go back, and I'm telling you, it's going to go back to the old way. Like you know, like with voguing, it's going to go back to old way. With your Lucy Ladukas and your Sasha Colbys, it's going to go back to pageant and old way with drag because we've done the TikTok thing. It's cute or whatever. Old way is really talented and it's fun to look at.
It's fucking cute. And I mean, as we evolve and that's kind of goes in with the weird theme of this season, which kind of seems like it's like respect for the past versus TikTok future. It's kind of like going hand in hand with that.
Yeah, in Connecticut.
And Connecticut is the other major theme.
Don't forget the other major theme of this season. It's Connecticut.
I just got to quickly say I enjoyed Untucked as well. And I can't remember exactly, but man, Mistress Isabel Brooks had a perfectly cunt moment in there where she was just like not being a bitch, but just kind of giving tea. And I was like,
I did not see Untucked this week. It was not on the pirated schemes yet.
I know, right? It's hard to find. It's
going
to be hard
to
find when you're sneaky, sneaky. But anyway, just know that Mistress Isabel Brooks is continuing to just not be a bitch. Just give truth. And I am here for it.
She's a drag queen.
That part.
She's a drag queen like we all know and love. She's a Delta work.
Yes.
She's from that class.
Giving
of like
Bianca.
Yes. Like, honey, I'm going to tell you what I think. And
when
you can take that kind of critique, that's when you become her sister. Because then you can give it to her and she can take it.
Yeah.
And so it's not, no one's being mean. Like, I think it's interesting. I remember the first week, the twins were like, do they hate each other? And I'm like,
yeah.
You guys don't know the art of shade? This is fun. Like, we're all having such a good time. Like,
it's a good ass time.
Yeah.
They'll learn.
Because they're going to be traveling the world with all these girls and they're going to be big old drag queens and they'll be back for All Stars as a pair.
Fully. Oh my God. And oh my God. They bring back the teams for All Stars. And
no, absolutely not. No, I will start picketing outside of World of Wonder right now. Like, what we're not going to do is sabotage two people right now.
You weren't here for cunts? You weren't here for the synergism?
No.
So, Arise, before we say ta-ta, remind us where we can support you, where we can follow you. What's coming in the pipeline?
You can follow me at Aristocrat on all platforms like Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. I'm at Aristocrat on all of them. I have a show called I'm Gonna Say It on YouTube. I interview people like porn star Chirac. Who else do I interview? There's a lot of people. Oh, Marco, the designer to all of your favorite queens and a lot of your favorite celebrities. And what else? Oh, you can buy my merch at dragqueenmerch.com. Yeah, just look up Aris and I'll come up. So it's all my merch.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing, Aris. And I will put those links in the podcast description. So if you're listening, just click below and those links will be there. Amazing, Aris. And hey, if anyone listening likes Drag Her Podcast, follow us on Instagram at Drag Her Podcast. Give us 5 stars on the Apple reviews or wherever you listen to podcasts. Write words with your fingies. It helps keep the lights on. Okay.
No.
Okay, till next time. Let the music play.
To the moon.
Was a HeadGum original.